The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
Welcome back inside the Atchison High Gymnasium for our varsity boys contest, as it's the nightcap between the Atchison High Phoenix and the Eudora High Cardinals. Hello and welcome. I am Josh Pound, filling in for Tom Couts, who is enjoying the beautiful weather, I'm sure, in West Palm Beach, Florida, where he'll bring you all of the action of Benedictine football's NAIA semifinal game against the Kaiser University Seahawks tomorrow afternoon. The Atchison Phoenix, led by head coach Patrick Battle, come into the contest at 1-1. They opened their season with a 74-51 loss to Junction City. They followed that up earlier this week with a 68-44 win over St. Mary's Academy. The Eudora High Cardinals, under head coach Tyler Cleveland, come in at 1-0. They are coming off a 33-31 overtime win over Wamego. For the Cardinals, they will send out a 5'11 freshman, Cy Thomas, followed by a 6'2 senior, Errol Seaman, a 5'10 senior, Christian Jarrett, a 5'9 senior, Connor Watson, and a freshman, Cash Schneider. For the Phoenix and head coach Patrick Battle, they will go with 5'11 junior guard Josiah Thompson, 6' senior guard MJ Morgan, 6'1 junior guard Kale Williams, a 6'4" senior forward, Eric Smith III, and a 6'8" junior center, Javante Kelly. Kelly in the circle up against Garrett. Phoenix in their home whites, red numerals, and the Cardinal in their road Cardinal uniforms with gray numerals. The Phoenix win the tip, and we are ready to go here in our varsity boys contest. Phoenix working around the top of the key. Penetration left side, rather right side. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Kelly. Inbound across the timeline go the Cardinals. Thomas sets the offense in motion for Eudora. Down low, working inside to Seaman. He'll kick it out. Long three-pointer off the back iron. Misses everything, actually. Rebound pulled down by Williams. He'll take it himself, put the offense in motion for the Phoenix. Back in the hands of Thompson. Thompson near side. Williams penetrates. Sends it into the corner. Three-pointer up and misses everything. And that'll be rebounded by Kelly. And we'll have a foul on the Cardinals. That'll be whistled against Earl Seaman. First personal, first team foul. Phoenix will inbound the ball underneath their own hoop. They'll work it around the top of the key. Man-to-man defense for the Cardinals. Thompson sets the offense in motion here for the Phoenix. Right side screen, top of the key now, working around the near side. Thompson penetrates. Deflected back out of bounds by the Cardinals. 6:51 into the first quarter, we still have no score. It'll be Phoenix ball out of bounds underneath their own hoop. Quickly inbound, back into the hands of Morgan, and he gets it back out to Smith, or rather Williams. Williams penetrates high post, down low to Kelly, and that's the first points of the night for either team, and it's 2-0 Atchison High, 6:30 remaining here in the first quarter. Good crowd in attendance here this evening. Across the way, both teams represented well. Turnover on Eudora between the scorer's table and the Atchison High bench. Ball inbounded to Josiah Thompson. He'll set the offense in motion. Leaves it off for Smith. Near side for Morgan. Top of the key for Kelly. Three-pointer up. Misses off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. And that'll be pulled in by Watson. Near side goes Jarrett. He leaves it off for Thompson, and he'll put the offense in motion for Eudora. Penetration. Misses off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Kelly. Quickly the other way go the Phoenix. Top of the key for Thompson. He penetrates. Picks up his dribble. Teardrop can't fall. Offensive board pulled down by Kelly. Pass too hot in the corner, but chased down by Thompson. Inside to Kelly as the Phoenix have the advantage in the post, and he picks up two more points. Basket counts. The foul will go on Connor Watson. His first personal, second team foul. And Javonte Kelly heads the line for the old-fashioned three-pointer. Free throw rims out. Rebound pulled down by Jarrett. Holding foul called against the Phoenix as Cy Thomas got a step around his defender. That'll be whistled on MJ Morgan. First personal, first team foul. Into the corner, penetration up and under. Off the back iron, rebounded by the Phoenix in transition the other way. Up and under, 2 points for Smith the third. And just like that, it is 6-0 Phoenix, 5 minutes remaining here in our first quarter. We saw the Eudora girls game team get out to a big lead on the Phoenix. Up and inside, no good. As the shot by Thomas rattles out, rebound pulled down by Atchison High. Williams leaves it off for Morgan. Morgan leaves it off for Thompson. Thomas ties the three. Offensive rebound pulled down by Smith, and he's got four to match Kelly. That'll be a timeout taken by Coach Cleveland and the Cardinals. It's a 30-second timeout with 4:38 remaining here in our first quarter. As it is 8-0 Atchison High over Eudora. You've got Eric Smith the third with four, and Javonte Kelly with four as well. The Phoenix with the height advantage in the starting units here tonight. I'd say height advantage overall, just looking at the Eudora bench as well. No subs for either team out of the timeout, so we will reset things here as the Cardinals will inbound it 90 feet away from their own hoop. Across the timeline it goes. Screen set by Seaman. Down on the low block is Thomas. Leaves it off for Watson, and it is blocked by the Phoenix. Tracked down at the top of the key by Seaman. Again, rimming out. Rebound pulled down by Kelly. Into the hands of Thompson. There's a Thompson and a Thomas. I'll try to keep him straight. Down low. Smith the third, too strong. And they're going to get a foul on the rebound opportunity on the backside. That'll be whistled against Williams. And that'll be his first personal, second team foul. Two subs on for the Cardinals will be Micaiah Jerome and Ryan Osborne. Across the timeline go the Cardinals. Offense will be set in motion by Thomas. He gives it off to Jerome inside. Off the back iron by Osborne. Rebound pulled down by Williams. He'll take it across himself. Leaves it off for Thompson, or rather for Morgan. Now Thompson penetrates inside the arc. Leaves it off for Thompson. Three-pointer, top of the key. Hits the front iron. Off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. Spin move at midcourt by Thomas. Up and under all the way to the hoop. Tried to draw the foul. Nothing called. And the Phoenix in transition the other way. 3:18 remaining here in our first quarter. Penetration from Williams, and he gets fouled on the floor on the way to the hoop. We'll see who they whistled that one on. That is on Cash Snyder. First personal, third team foul. Phoenix inbounded under their hoop. Top of the key for Thompson. He'll penetrate, draws the contact, teardrop can't fall, and Kelly will be whistled for over the back. So Kelly's first personal, third team foul. 2:58 remaining here into the first quarter. Atchison High 8, Eudora High 0. Sub on for the Phoenix will be Aiden Rebant, 5'9 senior guard. Cardinals work it from the top of the key. Swing pass, wing three-pointer. Off the back iron, pulled down by Kelly. In transition to Rebant. Rebant in the corner, back out, top of the key now for Williams. Screen set by Kelly. Back into the hands of Morgan. Morgan, Smith the third. Back out to Morgan. He takes the screen. Ripped by Thomas. It'll be out of bounds off of the Cardinals. Gage Crable in now for Eudora. Inbound back into the hands of Morgan. He eyes the three from the corner, off the back iron, pulled down by Osborne, transitioning the other way, ball loose underneath, and it's cleaned up and put in off the glass by Thomas. And with 2:09 remaining in our first quarter, the Cardinals have their first basket of the night. It's 8-2 in favor of Atchison High. Williams works it inside to Kelly, sets a screen for Morgan. Smith the third, back into the corner for Morgan. He puts it on the floor, top of the key for Smith. Smith dribbles towards the low block, screen set by Kelly. He keeps it on the floor, and he draws the foul on the shot from the low block. And with 1:39 remaining, we'll have a foul whistled on the Cardinals' Ryan Osborne. That's his first personal, fourth team foul. Headed to the line for a pair of free throws will be Eric Smith, the third. Misses that one. Back into the game for the Phoenix will be Josiah Thompson. Second free throw coming from Smith. Misses. Rebound pulled down by Osborne. Oh, the Phoenix 0 for 3 from the charity stripe. Three-pointer top of the key. Misses everything. Kelly pulls the rebound down as that three-pointer was short by Cy Thomas. MJ Morgan penetrates near side. Feeds it off the top of the key for Smith, the third. Into the hands of Rebant now. Now into the corner. Penetration. Short-range jumper misses short from Thompson. And back into the game for the Cardinals will be Connor Watson. 109 remaining here in our first quarter. 8-2 in favor of Atchison High over Eudora. Three-pointer from Osborne off the front iron. Rebound tracked down by Cage Crable. And then Osborne's shot inside is bothered by Kelly. Rebound in transition. Mid-range jumper finds the bottom of the net. And it's 10-2 Phoenix. Reach-in foul will be called on MJ Morgan. His second personal, third team foul. And that will bring back into the game Cale Williams for the Phoenix. As Morgan will sit with two. 39 seconds remaining here in our first quarter. 10-2 Atchison High over at Eudora. Cardinals inbound it right in front of the Phoenix bench. Near side for Osborne. Back to the top of the key. Handled by Jerome. Tips back out. Three-pointer up from the far corner. Finds the bottom of the net for Schneider. And Cash Schneider makes it 10-5 Phoenix inside the final 20 seconds of the first quarter. Timeout will be taken by Coach Battle and the Phoenix. It's a 30-second timeout. Once again, we'll keep it here. 16.3 remaining in this one. 10-5, or remaining in the first quarter, rather. That'd be a really quick basketball game. 10-5 Phoenix. Points scored by Eric Smith, the third, and Javonte Kelly. They've got four each for the Phoenix. They've got Aiden Rebant with two off the bench. A sub in for the Phoenix will be Jace Richards. The Phoenix have gone 7 deep so far. The Cardinals have gone 8 deep. They've got points from Cash Snyder, three-pointer here in the first quarter, and Cy Thomas has a deuce. Phoenix will inbound it right in front of their own bench. 16.3 left in the first quarter. 10-5 Atchison High. Top of the key, underneath to Kelly. His shot bothered by Crable, and then it is taken back out by Crable. The pass is deflected, but last touched by Eudora. 1.8 on the clock, inbound across the way in front of the Atchison High bench. Kelly heaves it up from half court. And that'll end it for the first quarter. 8 minutes in the books. Atchison High 10, Eudora 5. You're listening to high school basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Atchison High Gymnasium. Josh Brown, glad to have you with us here. Second quarter action of the boys' varsity contest between Atchison High and Eudora High, where it's 10-5 in favor of the Phoenix. trying to move past the 500 record is Atchison. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast. They opened their season with a 74-51 loss to Junction City. And then earlier this week, they picked up a 68-44 win over St. Mary's Academy. Eudora trying to improve to 2-0. They earned a 33-31 overtime win in their season opener. That was against Wamego. It'll be Eudora ball to start the second quarter as they get it back to going here from the Atchison High Gymnasium. Watson, looks like the starting unit back out on the floor now for the Cardinals. Watson gets it into the paint, top of the key, leaves it off for Seaman. He tries to find the ball into the corner to Jarrett. Jarrett's pass shot bothered by Kelly. Not sure if he got a piece on it or not, but we are back the other way now. Go the Phoenix. Another sub onto the floor for Atchison High will be Zydron Mays. Williams, wing penetration, leaves it off for Kelly, and he will draw the foul before the pass. The foul will be whistled on Cash Snyder. That's his second personal, first of the quarter. Phoenix will throw the ball inbound underneath their own hoop. Subbing back in for the Cardinals will be Micaiah Jerome, as that is the second foul of the game for Cash Snyder, so he'll probably sit for a minute, if not the remainder of the first half. Eric Smith III, down low, try to weave the pass into Mays, and it's turned over by the Phoenix. The Cardinals will head the other way. Thompson sets the offense in motion for the Cardinals. Eyes the screen from Seaman, now takes it back this time, leaves it off for Seaman, thought about the three, top of the key, penetrates, kicks it back out. Baseline dribble, now kick back into the corner. Back outside, top of the key for Jarrett, now he'll leave it off into the hands of Thomas, and Thomas will be fouled before he can get it inside, and that foul will be whistled on Mays. So Mays called for his first personal. Osborne back into the game for the Cardinals. 10-5 Atchison. Leading Eudora here, 6:36 remaining in our second quarter. Up and under, no good for Thomas. And the rebound pulled down by Kelly. He is tied up by Watson. Possession to the Phoenix. Looking down low to Rebant. Now back to the top of the key. Mays kicks it out, and he'll throw it away as his pass was intended for Cale Williams. We are scoreless here in the second quarter, 6:17 remaining, still 10-5, and that's where we were at the end of the first quarter in favor of Atchison High. Blocked out of bounds by Kelly goes the shot by Micaiah Jerome. Back into the game for the Phoenix will be Josiah Thompson. Get it inbounds into the hands of Jerome. The three-pointer off the back iron. Misses long by Cy Thomas. Rebound with the long rebound. Gets it across the timeline. He'll put the offense in motion for the Phoenix. Eudora doing a good job of shutting down the inside post play for the Phoenix so far. Williams penetration. He will draw the foul. He was surrounded by a flock of Cardinals that time, and they're going to get the foul on Cy Thomas. His first personal, second team foul of the quarter for the Cardinals. At the line for a pair will be Cale Williams. He misses that one. So the Phoenix 0 for 4 at the charity stripe so far here tonight. 5:41 remaining here in our first half. Second free throw coming from Williams, and he makes the second. Subbing back in for the Cardinals will be Crable. Paige Crable, 6 foot junior. 5:37 remaining here in our second quarter. 11-5 Phoenix. Up and under. Good for Cy Thomas. He's got four. That's 11-7 in favor of Atchison High. Three total points scored here in a very low-scoring second quarter of action as the penetration falls for Josiah Thompson. Thompson heads the line, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 13-7 now, 5:14 remaining. That foul went on Crable. And the free throw is good, making it 14-7. So the Phoenix have doubled up the Cardinals now. A holding foul whistled on Thompson. That'll be his first personal. Second team foul of the quarter, coming with 5:10 remaining in our first half. Cardinals will inbound the ball underneath their basket. In low, kicked around, loose on the floor. In the arms of Josiah Thompson. And what are they going to say? They're going to say it was a reach in foul on the Cardinals. And that'll go on Ryan Osborne. So he'll pick up his second personal foul. That'll be the third personal foul of the quarter for Eudora. 5:05 inbounding here for the Phoenix. Across the timeline goes Thompson. Into the corner for rebound. Fakes the screen from Smith. Back into the corner. Smith penetrates baseline. And he steps out of bounds. A turnover on the dribble penetration by Eric Smith III. And we will have MJ Morgan back into the game for the Phoenix. And into the game for the Cardinals will be Cash Snyder. We've got to be careful out there playing with 4:52 remaining here in our second quarter. It's 14-7 Phoenix leading the Eudora High Cardinals in our varsity boys contest. Foul whistled on the Phoenix. That'll go on Williams. That'll be his second personal, third team of the quarter. Cardinals will inbound the ball from underneath their own hoop, taken out of bounds by Cy Thomas. Inbound, and the Cardinal will put their offense in motion. Penetration by Osborne. Off the glass, good for two. 2 points for Osborne, makes it 14-9, 4:30 remaining in favor of Atchison High. Kelly, top of the key, back into the hands of Morgan, now over to Thompson. Thompson, far side to Williams. Williams penetrates, leaves it off for Smith. Shut down by Eudora, taken back by the Phoenix. 4:03 remaining here in our first half of play. It's 14-9 Atchison High. Top of the key for Kelly. Leaves it off for Thompson. Now he'll pull it back out. Handoff pass to Smith III. He penetrates, left-hander off the glass and good for two. And it's 16-9 Phoenix with 3:42 remaining. Second quarter of play here between the varsity boys contest between Eudora and Atchison High. Osborne eyes the three, and nothing but the bottom of the net as he's got 5 points here all in the second quarter. It's 16-9 in favor of the Phoenix. Coach Battle yelling out the play for his offense to put in motion in front of the Eudora bench. Phoenix working from right to left on your radio dial. Three-pointer thought about by Thompson. His pass does not connect on the low block, out of bounds off of the Phoenix, and Rebant will come back into the game. He will give Cale Williams a breather. Ball will be inbounded to Cy Thompson. He'll get it back into the hands of Micaiah Jerome, who'll put the offense in motion for the Cardinals. Wing three. Off the back iron. Rebound pulled it down by Thompson. He'll pull it back out. And he penetrates, but he will be fouled on the floor before the shot attempt. That foul will be on Snyder. And that'll be his third. But that's the fifth of the quarter. So Josiah Thompson heads the line for a pair of free throws. Makes the first. Watson back into the game now for the Cardinals. 17-12 in favor of Atchison High. Second one rims out. Rebound pulled down by Thomas in transition. Slowed it down by Smith. Now back the other way. And that'll be a 2 points for Thompson. He's now got six in the quarter. 2:30 remaining here in our second quarter. It's 19-12, Atchison High. Back on defense go the Phoenix. Three-pointer from the corner. Misses off the iron. Eventually pulled down by Eric Smith, the third. Back across the timeline for Josiah Thompson. Thompson puts the offense in motion. 2 minutes remaining here in our first half. Top of the key for Reband. He'll leave it off for Thompson. Thompson, swing pass, wing three-pointer, off the front iron for Morgan. Rebound pulled down by Jerome. Quickly the other way. Smith the third steps in front of the pass, and it'll be a turnover for Yordora. The Phoenix in transition the other way with 1:40 remaining here in our half. Penetration and a traveling violation will be whistled against Josiah Thompson. A turnover after a turnover. And Braden Gardner checks in for the first time here tonight for the Cardinals. He'll check in with 1:38 remaining, his team trailing by seven here in our second quarter. Phoenix extend the pressure near three-quarter court. Cardinal get it across. And they'll put their offense in motion. Matchup zone now deployed by the Phoenix. Underneath, and a foul will be whistled on Jace Richards. Snuck in there on me. That is his first personal, fourth team foul. That'll come with 1:08 left here in the second quarter. Three-pointer from the corner, finds the bottom of the net for Micaiah Jerome. And it's a two-possession game under 1 minute remaining here in the second quarter. Smith the third for three. Off the iron, rebound pulled down by Watson. Cardinals go the other way. Into the corner. Osborne eyes the three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Eric Smith the third. And the Phoenix will set up their offense. 30 seconds remaining here in our second quarter. Ball gets away from Thompson. He leaves it off for Richards. Top of the key for Smith the third. Dribble penetration. Short range jumper. Draws the foul. And that will be called on Gage Prable. His second personal. The Phoenix are already in the bonus. So Eric Smith the third will head to the line. He's got two free throw attempts so far. He's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Makes the first. Back into the game for the Phoenix will be Cale Williams. And back into the game for the Cardinals will be Errol Seaman. Second free throw coming up here from Smith the third. And he knocks that one in. Back into the game will be Zydron Mays. 18.3 remaining here in our first half of play. It's 21-15. Atchison High over Eudora. Full court pressure. Man-to-man full court pressure applied by the Phoenix. One clock is not working, and a steal for the Phoenix as Mays will be tied up on his way to the hoop, and we'll see if they elect to put time back on the clock. It's 1.5 on there right now. I don't have the greatest vantage point of the clock to my left. It's blocked by the volleyball stanchions. Either way, possession should go to the Cardinals if they do, in fact, elect to extend the second quarter. So it's 21-15 Phoenix. They did call a jump ball, and that will be a possession towards the Cardinals. Osborne back into the game for the Cardinals. Richards back into the game for the Phoenix. 1.5 left here in our second quarter. Quickly in, three-quarter court heave off the front iron, and that'll end it for the first half, where it's Atchison High 21, Eudora High 15. We'll take a look at the scoring before we throw it back to Joseph in the studio. 11 points for the Phoenix here in the second quarter. 10 points for the Cardinals. It is 21-15 at the half for Atchison High. Josiah Thompson with 6. Cale Williams with 1. Eric Smith the third with 6. Javonte Kelly with 4. And Aiden Rebant with 2. For the Cardinals, we've got Cy Thompson with 2. Cash Snyder with 3. And then we've got Micaiah Jerome with 3. And Ryan Osborne with 5. So at the half, it is 21-15, Atchison over Eudora. We'll send it back to Joseph in the studio for your halftime break. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD. Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their 6-step lawn chemical program, serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all 6 rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's.
Ready,
Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're happy to bring you Atchison High taking on Eudora in basketball. We'll be returning to the boys' game shortly. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports Studio, coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens football action for you as they continue their postseason games. They will be taking on Kessler down in Florida. Join us for the pregame right around, oh, I'd say 11:40 or so. The kickoff is scheduled for high noon. Coming up on the radio station during the week here at Care Country Radio, we will have, of course, the high school basketball games on Tuesday, as we'll have Troy at Valley Falls. Then we'll, of course, Wednesday have the high school scoreboard shows. I'm sorry, on Thursday we will have, of course, Sports Look. Sports Look follows the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then we'll have the High School Coaches Insight with Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, and ACCHS and JCN following. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report in girls basketball. It was Marhill Mount Academy ladies over Hiawatha, 42-37. In an overtime win, the Holton girls beat Nemaha Central, 54-51. Sabetha fell to Rock Creek as the Mustangs had 48 points over the Blue Jays, 18. And in the game that you listened to right here at Hot Country 93.7 earlier, Eudora had a 55-20 victory over the Lady Phoenix. At the half, in the Holton-Nemaha Central game, Nemaha Central is leading 18-11 at last report. The Rock Creek Mustangs were leading 24-14 at the half. Marhill Mount Academy girls led Hiawatha by 2 points at 29-27 at the half. And in this game, we've got the Atchison High girls leading Eudora 21-15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 35. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Isolated rain showers likely. Highs level off around 46. 32 tomorrow night. Cloudy Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Mid-50s Sunday. Low 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 37 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. We've got a feels-like temperature out there at 29 degrees as the winds are out of the east at 12 miles per hour. Relative humidity 67%, the dew point 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.26 inches of mercury. We'll be returning courtside to Josh Pound at the Atchison High Phoenix Games in just a moment.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center with competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000. Now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Thank you, Joseph, as always, for manning things here at the half. As we are in the final seconds of the intermission period where Atchison High leads Eudora High 21-15. Listening to that weather forecast, I thought I'd go ahead and take a look. Tom Couts, who usually brings you all the action here on Care Radio, 93.7 Horton Atchison, down in West Palm Beach right now. I'm sure he's got his toes in the sand, where it's a 73 right now with a real feel of 75. A little bit of a contrast from the weather here in Atchison. It's going to be warmer this weekend, though, so take advantage of it while you can. Winter has arrived. So out of the halftime intermission, it'll be Atchison High with the basketball, leading 21-15, and we are underway. Phoenix working the ball around the top of the key. They'll swing it near side. Morgan penetrates off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Kelly. And his second effort is in there, and that's the first 2 points of the third quarter, and it's 23-15 Phoenix, 7:33 remaining here in the third quarter. A little bit of a different look to start the half for the Cardinals, as Ryan Osborne out there in lieu of Cash Schneider, and the short-range jumper for Cy Thomas falls. He's now got 6. And it's 23-17 Atchison High. 7:05 remaining here in our third quarter. Near side into the hands of Eric Smith III. Kelly's long-range jumper misses. And a rebound pulled down by the Phoenix, but then turned right back over into the hands of MJ Morgan. Three-pointer off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Osborne. Eudora gets it inside the arc. Now back outside. Top of the key three is no good for Thompson. Rebound pulled down by Smith the third. And then he has it knocked away, but they're going to say last touched by Eric Smith the third. And a turnover on the possession for the Phoenix. 6:28 remaining here in the third quarter. It's a 23-17 advantage for the Atchison High Phoenix, both teams with 2 points here in the third quarter. 3-point from the wing off the back iron as Micaiah Jerome got the start here in the second half for the Phoenix as well. As 3-pointer missed, rebound pulled down, and in transition go the Phoenix. Eric Smith the third. Far side wing for Morgan. Back into the hands of Thompson. He'll reset things over to Williams. Williams looking top of the key. Swing pass back into the hands of Thompson. Morgan off to Kelly. Now Eric Smith looking for Kelly. He went down on the play. Thompson penetrates, and a foul will be whistled on the reach in from Cy Thomas. His second personal, first team of foul of the quarter for the Cardinals. Kelly's got it. Block extended, now leaves it off for Williams. Williams leaves it back out. Swing pass around the top of the key, put on the floor now by Eric Smith the third. He's disrupted by Errol Seaman, and then quickly the other way. The block off the backboard was cleaned up by Osborne, and he's got 7 points now as it's 23-19. Atchison. Quick shot on the offensive end for the Phoenix. Transition basket the other way is up and good by Watson. And that is a quick start to the third quarter for the Cardinals. It'll be a full timeout taken by Atchison High head coach Patrick Battle. We'll take a break with 4:51 remaining here in the third quarter. It's a 2-point lead, 23-21, Atchison High over Eudora. You're listening to high school boys basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Gymnasium, where it has been a 6-2 start for the Eudora Cardinals here in the third quarter. They now trail Atchison High 23-21 here in the boys varsity contest. 2 points scored by, Javonte Kelly for the Phoenix, and 2 points from Thompson, 2 points from Watson, and 2 points from Osborne for the Cardinals. Kelly's jumper from the low block is off the front iron, and then he tries to chase down the rebound, and he'll get whistled for the foul. That'll be his second personal, first team foul of the half. That'll bring back into the game for the Phoenix, Jace Richards. Cash Schneider back out there for the Cardinals as well. Top of the key, penetration, pull back, and that's going to be one too many steps for Cy Thomas. Doesn't like the call, but has to give it back over nevertheless. 4:23 remaining here in the third quarter. Cardinals out to a 6-2 advantage here on the Phoenix in the third quarter. And a reach-in foul will be whistled on Thompson. That'll be his third personal. second team foul of the half. Subbing in for the Cardinals will be Connor Watson. Near side, swing pass by Smith the third. He'll run around baseline. He'll get it back, or denied the pass in the corner. Deflected by Seaman. And the foul from behind will be called on Eric Smith the third. His first personal. And that'll lead to a pair of free throws for the Cardinals. Their first free throws of the game. First one rims around and falls, as that'll give Connor Watson his third point of the game. Gage Crable back in to the lineup for the Cardinals, as is Christian Jarrett. 3:57. Second free throw, if it falls, tie our game up. It does not, and the rebound is pulled down by Smith the third. Richards tried twice down low, couldn't get either to fall. Phoenix missed out on that offensive opportunity. Three-pointer short from Osborne. He gets the pass back, misses that one off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by the Phoenix, and Josiah Thompson puts the offense across the midcourt stripe. His shot rims out. Three-pointer from the corner off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Cash Snyder. He draws the foul that will be called on Thompson. His second personal, third team foul. Snyder will throw it in from across his bench. He'll get it back into the backcourt, where it'll be taken by Watson. He'll step back across and put the offense in motion for the Phoenix, or for the Cardinal. Three-pointer. No good for Connor Snyder. And then the rebound pulled down by Eric Smith the third, and he draws the foul. First foul of the night on Christian Jarrett. Keelan Duncan will check in for the first time tonight for the Cardinals, as Eudora will go with a 1-2-2 full court press. MJ Morgan will do the inbound for the Phoenix. He gets it into the hands of Josiah Thompson, who gets knocked down, and then he gets tied up, and possession will go to the Cardinals. Quickly back out on the floor for the Cardinals will go Cash Snyder. Also back out there will be Micaiah Jerome or Christian Jarrett. Snyder brings it across the timeline. Osborne on the floor, nearly lost possession, and now he almost throws it away, where it's tracked down by Jerome. 2:40 remaining here in our third quarter. Atchison High holding on to a one-point advantage, 23-22 over Eudora. And just like that, the Cardinals on the basket from Osborne take the lead here with 2:25 remaining in the third quarter. Osborne had 5 at the half. He now has 9 points. And the the Phoenix take the lead back quickly on a three-pointer from Williams. And then the Cardinals turn it over on the ensuing possession. 2:08 remaining here in the third quarter, 26-24 Phoenix. Looks like we're going to have a lot of offense and defense substitutions here the rest of the way for the Cardinals. And a hold will be called on Eudora. That will be whistled on Jarrett. That is his second personal. Fourth team foul of the quarter for the Cardinals. Next one will put the Phoenix into the bonus. Off to Williams. Screen set by Richards. Three-pointer is up. Off the iron by Thompson. Rebound pulled down by Duncan. Now back across into the hands of Jarrett. Jarrett back out to Osborne. Osborne into the corner. Down low. Handoff up and dip for Duncan. And he's got his first 2 points of the night. And then a pickpocket from Christian Jarrett. As it's 28-26, Cardinals. And then a foul in transition will be whistled on Micaiah Jerome. That'll be his first personal. That'll be the fifth team foul of the quarter for the Cardinals. And that'll send MJ Morgan to the line for a pair. First one is good. First point of the night for Morgan. Kelly back on for the Phoenix. Schneider back on for the Cardinals. Second one, false. And we are tied at 28 with 1:24 remaining in our third quarter. Schneider breaks the press, leaves it off for Watson. Watson near side now for Jerome. Jerome down low to Osborne, working on Smith. Too strong. Offensive rebound pulled down by Crable. Crable against Kelly. Kelly thought he was straight up. And they're going to get the foul on Javonte Kelly. Double check, make sure that is in fact who they do call it on, and that is the case. Fourth or third personal foul, fourth of the quarter, and that will send Crable to the line for a pair. He makes the first. Duncan back in for Schneider. One-point lead for the Cardinals. Second free throw, up. And good. With 1 minute remaining here in the third quarter, it's 30-28 Cardinals. And an offensive foul will be whistled on Atchison High's Josiah Thompson. That'll be his third personal. So fouls are starting to rack up here for the Phoenix in the third quarter. He'll check out, and that'll bring back into the lineup Aiden Rebant. 55.8 remaining in our third quarter. Eudora leading by 2, 30-28 in our boys varsity contest. Into the corner for Schneider. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it back inside. Leaves it off for Osborne. Osborne hands it off to Thomas. Thomas pulls it back out. Takes the screen from Crable. He's shut down. Schneider underneath the basket. Keeps it on the floor. Up and under. Off the iron. Rebound pulled down by the Phoenix. But they're going to discuss whether or not the hand was in the cylinder. And so Schneider will get 2 points on goaltending or offense. Yeah, it'd be goaltending on the Phoenix. 32-28 with 26.9 remaining in the third quarter. We'll see if the Phoenix decide to hold for the final shot inside 20 seconds remaining here in our third quarter. Rebound, top of the key, back for Kelly. Kelly puts it on the floor, penetrates, and he gets fouled before the shot, but it won't matter as the Phoenix are in the bonus. Foul will be whistled on Duncan. That'll be his first personal, and that'll send Eric Smith the third to the line for two. Scoreless here in the second half at 8 points at the break. First free throw is good. 10.8 remaining here in the third quarter. 3-point advantage coming up here for the Cardinals as the second free throw eyed by Eric Smith III. Knocks the second one down. The Phoenix 4-for-4 at the free throw line here in the third quarter. They now trail 32-30. 5 seconds remaining. 3 seconds remaining. Three-pointer misses off the iron. And that'll head, we'll head to our fourth quarter where it was all Eudora here in the quarter. They now lead 32-30 over Atchison High in the boys contest. We head to the fourth quarter here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Atchison High Gymnasium, where the Eudora High Cardinals outscored the Phoenix 18-9 in the third quarter to erase a 21-15 halftime deficit. They will take a 32-30 lead into the fourth quarter. The Phoenix led in scoring by Eric Smith III. He has a pair of free throws in the third quarter after scoring 8 in the first half, so he's got 10. Josiah Thompson with 6. MJ Morgan with 2. Cale Williams with 4. Javonte Kelly with 6. And Aiden Rebant with 2. We are underway in the fourth quarter. Phoenix will draw the foul as they got possession of the ball to open the quarter. And that took all of 19 seconds for our first foul of the fourth quarter. Kelly's attempt is no good. And then on the rebounding opportunity, there'll be a foul whistled on the Phoenix. Both teams now with one team foul here in the fourth quarter. That one went on Kelly. He's now got 4. Outside the key, into the corner goes Thomas. He'll put it on the floor. Deflected by the Phoenix. Turnover on the offensive possession for the Cardinals. Williams in transition. Rims out. Rebound still loose. Rebant can't come up with it. And it's finally settled into the hands of Cash Schneider. Cy Thomas will bring it across the timeline for the Cardinals, leading by 2, 32-30. No points yet here for either team in the fourth quarter. Revamp checking Jerome. Near side now for Watson. Watson gets it down low on the block to Seaman. Schneider checked by Williams. So they're going to get Schneider with the check, or rather Williams with the check. He's now got three. As Jace Richards will check back in for the Phoenix, and that will send Javonte Kelly to the bench with four fouls at 6:37 remaining in our fourth quarter. 32-30 Eudora. Top of the key for Seaman. Schneider eyes the three. Cash misses off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Smith. And it'll be another foul called on the Cardinals. That one will go on Watson. His third personal, second team foul. MJ Morgan inside to Kelly. Down low to Rebant. Off the glass and good for two. For Aiden Rebant to tie the game at 32 apiece with 6:12 remaining. Turnover. Back and forth. Not sure if I'd have given it a turnover if I was running the stats for that one. But either way, Eudora is able to maintain possession on a couple of errant passes. The only way we would have known that at the college level was the reset of the shot clock. There's, of course, no shot clock here tonight. Three-pointer off the back iron misses for Thompson. Rebound pulled down by Williams. Phoenix quickly the other way. Down low. Richards outside to rebound. Smith the third. Rims out on his three-point opportunity. Ball loose on the floor. Pulled in by Cy Thompson. Cardinals looking to run. Pulled into the corner. Three-pointer up off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Smith. On the three-pointer from the corner from Cash Schneider. Coach Cleveland looking at his bench, wondering why they were taking their time, or didn't take much time off the clock on that possession. Nevertheless, ball back in the hands of the Phoenix, top of the key for Kale Williams. With the offensive motion for Atchison High, Coach Battle shouting out instructions from the bench. Back to Richards. Kale with a very long two-pointer as he straddled the line. Timeout called by the Cardinals. We'll see. They're going to say it was a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. It's 4 points for Atchison High here in the fourth quarter. Eudora has yet to score. Baskets from Aiden Rebant. And Kale Williams have given the lead back to the Phoenix, 34-32. As don't go anywhere, folks. We've got ourselves an old-fashioned barn burner here inside the Atchison High Gymnasium. Cardinals will inbound the ball from across their bench out of the timeout. It'll be inbounded by Micaiah Jerome. He'll get it into the hands of Cy Thomas. We'll bring it across the timeline. Thomas, checked by Thompson. And an offensive foul turns the ball over for the Cardinals. That will be called on Gage Crable. That's his third personal. Third team foul of the quarter. 34-32 Phoenix, leading with 4:33 remaining in our fourth quarter. MJ Morgan running the point now for the Phoenix. Off into the hands of Thompson. He penetrates. Dribble handoff. Now back into the corner. Three-pointer thought about by Williams. Now back into the hands of Thompson. Eric Smith the third. Hands it back off to Morgan. Morgan puts the offense in motion for the Phoenix. Williams the third, wing extended, puts it on the floor, left-handed dribble, draws the foul, but can't get the basket to fall. And with 4:01 remaining here in our fourth quarter, he'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. The foul whistled on Jerome. Two free throws coming up for Cale Williams. He's already got two here in the fourth quarter to give him six on the game. First one is good. I'll take the ball. I have the second. Spins it a couple of times, and that one falls as well. 4 minutes remaining here in our first fourth quarter. It's a 36-32 lead for Atchison over Eudora. Cardinals working the ball through their half-court set, and a holding foul will be whistled on Williams. That'll be his fourth. Rebant will check in for him. Schneider will inbound into the hands of Crable. He'll leave it off for Jerome. Into the corner for Thomas. The three-pointer is short. The rebound pulled down by Thompson. He gets it across the timeline for the Phoenix. Back into the hands of Morgan. Rebant, looking in low. Top of the key for Richards. Handoff pass goes back. Dribble penetration misses short from Morgan. Schneider pulls down the rebound, and he draws the foul right across the timeline as Josiah Thompson will be whistled for his fourth personal. And that'll be the fourth team foul of the quarter. So Thompson with four, Williams with four, and Kelly with four for the Phoenix. You've got Thomas with three, Watson with three, Schneider with three, and Crable with three for the Cardinals as they trail by four with 3:15 remaining here in our fourth quarter. Handoff pass to Osborne. Left off for Seaman. Long three-pointer from Schneider. Misses off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Osborne. And he will draw the foul. That will be called on Eric Smith III. That's just his second free foul. That puts the Cardinals into the bonus. And the first free throw from Osborne misses. And the second one coming up. 36-32 Phoenix. Second one falls. Osborne with 10 now for the Cardinals. Phoenix quickly working it back the other way. Three-pointer up and good from the corner for Josiah Thompson. And then a timeout called before the Cardinal can get it in bounds. It'll be a full timeout taken by head coach Patrick Battle. His team leads by six, 2:53 remaining in the fourth quarter. You're listening to high school boys basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Gymnasium. We are in the final minutes of the fourth quarter of tonight's boys varsity contest, where the Phoenix have battled back to lead by 6 points here in the fourth quarter as they have held Eudora scoreless so far here in the quarter. It'll be Phoenix ball out of bounds underneath the, rather, Cardinal ball out of bounds underneath the Phoenix hoop, as is 2:53 left here in the fourth quarter. It's 39-33, Atchison High. Clock finally starts as the ball gets across midcourt, where it's finally picked up by Thompson. Penetration by Snyder, off to Seaman, and he scores the first 2 points of the quarter for the Cardinals. That sets up the pressure by the Cardinals. Kelly back into the game now for the Phoenix, and a turnover on the offensive end for the Phoenix leads to transition opportunity for the Cardinals. Loose on the floor, picked back up by Seaman. Snyder penetrates the corner where he's shut down by Kelly. Top of the key for Thomas as he pulls it back out, resets the offense with 2:15 remaining. 39-35, Atchison over Eudora. Phoenix trying to improve to 2-1 on the year. Floater falls for Thompson, and it's 39-37, Phoenix, with under 2 minutes remaining here in our fourth quarter. Back into the hands of MJ Morgan, where he will leave it off for Kale Williams, back out there now for the Phoenix. Top of the key for Smith. Thompson thought about the long-range three, but pulled it back down. Top of the key for Smith. Now over to Williams. Williams checked by Jarrett. Kelly way outside the paint. Top of the key for Smith. He puts it on the floor. Left-handed dribble off the glass. Too strong. And it'll be a blocking foul whistled on Errol Seaman for the Cardinals. Just his second personal, and it'll send Smith the third to the line for a pair of free throws with 1:15 remaining. He's got 10 points so far tonight. Gets a friendly roll on the first one to make it 40-37. Back into the game for the Cardinals, Micaiah Jerome. Thompson gets the ball back from our officials, and he eyes the second. Up and misses short. That's the first free throw miss of the second half for the Phoenix. Three-pointer for Schneider off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Thompson. In transition to Thompson from Morgan. And it'll be 2 points for Thompson on the fast break opportunity, 42-37 inside our final minute. Long range three, off the back iron, rebound pulled down by Kelly. Kelly out to Williams. Williams pass underneath, too strong, but now picked back up on the loose ball on the floor. A scrum on the floor between a pair of Cardinals and one of the Phoenix, and the possession goes back to Eudora. Full timeout with 39.5 remaining in our fourth quarter, taken by Eudora. It's 42-37. We'll take the break. You're listening to Boys Basketball here on KAIR 93.7, Horton Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
High Gymnasium. We've got 39.5 seconds remaining in our fourth quarter, where it's Atchison High 42 and Eudora High 37. Atchison, after scoring just 9 points in the third quarter, has outscored Eudora 12-4 so far here in the fourth quarter. timeout. We'll give the Cardinals the ball underneath the Phoenix hoop. And they will have the baseline. Actually, they will not have the baseline, but they get it in, and we are back underway. 35 seconds remaining. Ball in the hands of Thompson. He penetrates off the glass. Good for two. And a timeout called by Eudora. It'll be another full timeout. Joseph, we'll go ahead and take it with him. It's 30.6 remaining, 42-39 Atchison High. You're listening to Boys Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Atchison High Gymnasium, where we've got ourselves a three-point game. Phoenix leading the Eudora High Cardinals 42-39. After the Cardinals took a 32-30 lead after three quarters, the Phoenix have answered the call. Now 12-6 in favor of Atchison High here in the fourth quarter. But they will have a tight one here to deal with 30.6 seconds remaining in our fourth quarter. Full court pressure is being applied by Eudora. Inbounding the ball for the Phoenix will be M.J. Morgan. Phoenix peel off, get the ball into the hands of Smith the third, and he is quickly fouled. 29.1 seconds remaining now as the foul will be whistled on Thomas. That'll be his fourth personal. And the Phoenix already in the bonus. So Smith the third will head to the line for a pair. Trying to make this a two-possession game for the Phoenix. First one is up and misses short. He's now missed two straight free throws. He's got three free throw attempts here in the fourth quarter. All of his points in the second half have come with the charity stripe, as he is now 3-for-5. Second one rolls in. Quick sub back on for the Phoenix will be Zydron Mays. It was 29.1 when the free throws took place. So they're going to disallow the substitution. Mays is going to have to stay at the scorer's table, and Javonte Kelly is going to have to come back in. Coach Battle is going to call a 30-second timeout, which will allow him to get the substitution into the game. So Mays will come in, and then also back into the game for the Cardinals will be Ryan Osborne. We'll keep it here as it is a four-point game between the Atchison High Phoenix and the Eudora High Cardinals in our boys' varsity contest. Earlier this evening, it was Eudora over Atchison in the girls' game by the final of 55-20. I got here the fourth quarter of the boys' JV game, and the Eudora Cardinals took that one as well. Didn't write down the score for that. So just a boys' JV game being played tonight. There was no JV girls' game. So the Cardinals will inbound the ball underneath their own hoop. They do have the baseline this time. Full court pressure applied by the Phoenix. They'll get it inbounds to Thomas. He keeps it himself all the way under and can't get it to roll. And the rebound is pulled down by Williams. The foul will be called on Snyder. That'll be his fourth personal, but that'll send Williams to the line for a pair. He's got two free throws here in the fourth quarter already. 3 for 4 on the game. Misses the first one off the side iron. And we still have a 4-point ball game. Williams trying to make it a 2-possession game, and he can't. Rebound pulled down by Osborne. 3-pointer coming from Osborne. Wing extended, misses short. Snyder with the rebound. Trapped in the corner. Back out, long range three, just by the midcourt circle, misses short. And a foul will come with 3.1 remaining for the Cardinals. That'll go on Snyder. That'll be his fifth. So he will end tonight with 5 points. And we will have a pair of free throws coming up for Eric Smith III. 2 for 4 here in the fourth quarter. Misses that one. Second one is true. 44-39, 3.1 remaining. Stolen by Morgan, and he hits the last second three-pointer to give him 5 points and send us to our final, 47-39. Give me just a few seconds to add the totals up here.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back one last time here to the Atchison High Gymnasium, where the final in our boys contest is Atchison High 47, Eudora High 39. We got our final scoring totals for you here this evening. First for the Eudora Cardinals. They were led in scoring by Cy Thomas and Ryan Osborne with 10 apiece. You've got Cash Snyder with 5, followed by Connor Watson with 4, and then Errol Seaman, Cage Crable, and Kaylin Duncan with 2 apiece for the Phoenix. They were led by Eric Smith III with 13, followed by Josiah Thompson with 11. Cale Williams finished with 8, followed by Javante Kelly with 6. MJ Morgan finished with 5, and Aiden Rebant finishes with 4. So the Phoenix improved to 2-1 on the season with the final here 47-39 over Eudora. The Cardinals fall to 1-1 It was a split here from the Atchison High Gymnasium as the girls' final went in favor of Eudora 55-20. The boys pick up the back end. For Joseph down in the studio, thank you for joining us tonight here on CARE Radio. Glad I could help step in and fill in for Tom. We look forward to having him back on the air next week, and we hope he brings us home the W from Florida as he enjoys the trip to the NAI semifinals with the Benedictine football program. So once again, the final here in the boys contest, 47-39 Atchison. Thanks for listening to tonight's broadcast of high school basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.